I live in Colorado, where I see the Rocky Mountains every day. There's something so powerful about seeing mountains in the distance. Equally powerful to be on a mountain trail. Using the image of a mountain, we can draw out inner qualities of mind and body. This then becomes part of the repertoire of meditative practices. The mountain meditation and the mountain imagery has the potential to awaken and deepen qualities that are important in developing openness, confidence, and accommodation. So during this meditation, try to stay with the imagery, making your own connections while not getting overly engaged in the thinking process. So coming into a good posture, feeling your body, feeling the breath. And if you feel comfortable, closing your eyes to allow the imagery of the mountain to arise in your mind's eye. So we begin by bringing to mind this image of a mountain, choosing one you have seen or one that you can visualize, like the Himalayas or the Rockies. And noticing the massive shape and majestic strength of the mountain. The base of the mountain is inseparable from the earth. And the peak of the mountain rises into the clouds or open sky, into the heavens. And as you're seeing this with your mind's eye, there might be a way to actually feel the sense of mountain. The beauty that is a part of every mountain. The power of stability. Now, this mountain that you're visualizing could begin to be part of your own body, just bringing the imagery into your body until your body is become the mountain. Your legs and your seat are like the base of the mountain, firmly connected to the earth. And the crown of your head is like the lofty peak, relating to the vast and open space of the sky. And your shoulders and arms are like the sloping sides of the mountain. So with earth and sky and the feeling of presence and dignity between the two, you may begin to touch into the feeling of stability or expansiveness or rootedness. There is an inherent beauty in you, just like in the mountain. It is a beauty that's simply present, uncreated, without cause. there is also an unmoving aspect of your being. A natural sense of stability and solidness. Now let's reflect on other aspects of the mountain, imagining how the mountain is throughout the four seasons. In the summer, there's a lot of activity, quick growth and thunderstorms and beating hot sun and creatures of all kinds moving about. And in the fall, the leaves on trees turn red and gold and slowly die and fall to the earth. Winds are cooler, days are shorter, marking the transition into winter, when darkness lasts longer. Winds have a cold, biting quality to them. Animals are hibernating. Eventually things begin to thaw and the days grow longer, and life and light returns. Fresh blossoms on wildflowers, days becoming both brighter and clearer, and often a feeling of a new beginning. Now, throughout the four seasons, the mountain remains unchanged. It's unchanging in its ability to accommodate the natural changes of all kinds, whether it's the seasons or the change from day to night. The mountain keeps still. This inner stillness and resilience and strength is part of its beauty. And as human beings, we go through different seasons. We feel the energies of spring and the desolate darkness of periods of aloneness and inner winter. So as you're sitting here, just imagining that you could be more like a mountain, allowing your inherent beauty and majesty to be a source of confidence, no matter what season you find yourself in. And in developing, cultivating these qualities of mountainness, we're calling upon a deep stability and resilience that can support us during times of chaos or stress and change. So before this meditation comes to a close, we'll sit in silence for a few moments, just remaining as a breathing mountain. And in your own time, allowing the imagery to fade and maybe even setting an intention to call upon these qualities of steadiness and beauty and accommodation and rootedness throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your entire life.